Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Just a little bit of Tina Turner to get us started this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast. This is Coach Lilisa J. Williams, and I am excited to be here another day. you know, some people ask the question, is it a good day? And somebody said, I heard somebody say one time, every day above ground is a good day. You know, it's not just another day. It's another opportunity. For many things, you can make your own list of opportunities that today brings with it. You know, you have to ask yourself the question, what do you want? And I know that's a question, especially for women, that is sometimes not asked. So we, you know, we find it hard to ask ourselves this question because, I don't know, but from the statistics and what I hear sometimes is that we're so busy taking care of everyone else's needs that we don't even know what we need, let alone what we really want. What we really want. You know, if you don't even know your basic needs, you know, needs are your things like food, water, shelter. We don't even know our basic needs. Those are the staples of our lives. How are we going to have time to deal with our wants? Our wants are the things that we dream about, or the visions that we have for ourselves. What vision? Well, I'm excited. I'm still on a high from Saturday at the second annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo that happened in Newark, New Jersey. A couple of people wanted to know if the event was coming up. It is coming up again in August of 2014. But for now, it just happened. But we do have other events and seminars and workshops. And, well, we have this blog every single morning all about entrepreneurs where you can come and learn. Now, on Fridays, we have open mic. You can come and network your business. You can come and shout out your business. On this radio, you have 2 minutes or less to shamelessly promote your business. On Tuesdays, typically, we have a guest co-host every Tuesday, but he couldn't be with us this Tuesday, so I'm hosting the show this Tuesday. But Tuesdays, we talk about a different successful author's book. So today, I want to go over the top 3 skills that successful women have. These skills are what successful women have. Now, the beautiful thing about a skill is that a skill can be built. It can be built. It can be developed. So if you don't have one of these skills, not to worry, because you can develop that skill and build that skill. And so that's one of the reasons I got into the training business, is because I love helping people build their skills, their talents, and their abilities. That's what God created me to do, and I just happen to love what he created me to do, and which is another thing that we do, is we help people find what is it that you love to do. I know, I've been warned and threatened even sometimes. I understand everyone can't be happy all the time, but I believe that if you would tap into your passion, your purpose in life, the thing that God empowered and created you to do, I believe that you can be happy the majority of the time, and that you can find happiness in every situation. You know, Paul said, I'm content. This is what Paul said. I'm content. C-O-N-T-E-N-T. I'm content in every situation I find myself in. So I say, if it's good enough for Paul, it's good enough for Lalisa. So yes, yeah, you may not start out happy and excited over everything, but in everything, I can become happy and excited, because I found out that being excited, this is what I learned, this is my ultimate secret, that the first secret that I'm going to give you, and I learned, and it's a skill, and it can be built. So top three skills that you want to have as a businesswoman. Number one, you want to tap into your passion. And yes, I found that your passion can be built. That was our theme this year. Hone your passion. Develop your passion. Discover it. Develop it. Now here's a top skill you need if you are going to be a successful businesswoman, or successful anybody for that matter, but I'm just focusing on women. Here's what you, well, just because I am one, but, and I love being a woman, and I used to always say that as a young lady when I was in my 20s. I remember actually saying that in my late teens, like 17-ish, 18-ish. I remember thinking, I love being a woman. I love being a girl. And I never knew why I was always saying that or thinking that. But now, as I mature, as Dr. Grant would say, the first 50 years of your life is dress rehearsal. The second 50, you're in prime time. So now I can see why I used to say that, because now I work with women entrepreneurs, women who have business ideas, but that to hone your passion, what does it take to do that? And those are some of the things that we work with you and teach you how to do in the Release Your Power coaching program. So for those individuals who want to know more of that, you can simply go to my CoachLalisa.com website and find out more about that. But that's the one of the skills that you absolutely need. You need to have the skill of passion. And yes, passion can be developed. Now, here's another skill that you have to have. If you, in my opinion, this is my opinion, this is based on the research that I've done, this is based on primary research where I've actually gone out, looked at, or talked to individuals who are in business, who have been in business 5 years or longer, 5 years or longer, who have had their businesses 5 years or longer. Starting with myself, I started my company, Performance Strategies Unlimited, in 2002. So we've actually are on our 11th year. So 2012 was our 10th year anniversary. So this year, we have made 11 years for us. And so, and other people that I know who are also in business. I know a woman in New Jersey who has had her bookstore in the same location for over 30 years. So she's weathered all types of storms. And then, of course, I have contacts in Cincinnati, Ohio. This young lady has had her business going on her 8th year. She's going into her 8th year of business, and she's also weathered many storms. And these are small business owners. These are small business owners who, and women, they're all women, they've been in business for that length of time or longer. So, and from the research, from the textbooks. So top three skills. Number one, you must be passionate about what you do. Because here's the next one. You must have the skill of stick-to-itness. Yes, stick-to-itness. In other words, you can't get into that mindset of feeling helpless. You have to have this mindset that I can do this. I will do this. I must do this. You have to really be able to stand your ground. You have to be able to stay with the program and not give up. You have to be able to have a vision and be able to see where you're going at all times. You can't just look at the road right in front of you, because then you'll see the bad economy. You'll see all the negative politics that takes place. You'll fear your competition, that they're taking over, that they're getting bigger than you. So you really, or you may even assess your customers and think, wow, my customers are doing this, this, or that. So you really have to have this mindset that you're going to stick to it, right? So these are the top skills that women entrepreneurs must have if they want to be successful. Now, here's a third skill. And there's actually many, many skills and talents and abilities that you should have as an entrepreneur if you want to be successful. I just chose that these would be the top three. So number one, you must be passionate. Number two, you must be willing to stick to it. Other than that, you'll give up and all bets are off. So if you want to be around, you definitely have to stick to it. You have to be able to keep going even when you're hit hard, even when there's an economy. If you gotta press your way through it when there's a hurricane or something tragic happens, you have to get knocked down. You have to know how to get knocked down and get back up and get back in the ring. That is a skill that successful business people have, males and females. You have to be able to do that. I mean, if you even take boxing, look at Muhammad Ali. How many times did he get knocked down, but he got back up? If you look at people, even the negativity that we hear right now about Donald Trump, well, my God, this isn't the first time this man has faced any type of scandal and adversity. But what happens? He gets knocked down, but guess what he does? He gets back up. And here's what I learned about failing. For those of you who are fearful of failing, you don't want to start a business because you're afraid you'll fall. Here's what I learned about falling. Every time you get back up, you build your confidence. Because when you get up, guess what? If you ever get knocked down again, you can just simply remember how to get up. Get back up. Get back in the ring. So it's not about getting knocked down. It's about how you got up. How did you get up? Did you get up and keep going? Or did you get up and retreat? Well, if you got up and retreated, more than likely, you're going to live in this very fearful place about failing. But if you got up and advanced yourself forward, you're going to have a more sustainable mindset and concept about getting knocked down. So, talking this morning, this is Tuesday, I've been giving you the top three skills that successful women entrepreneurs have. You have to get these, and when we say skill, we're talking about you have an ability to hone these and to develop it. And to stick to itness, that skill you can absolutely build. You can absolutely build that skill. All you got to do is when the feeling of giving up comes over you, you see, you have to deal with that feeling right then and there. And again, I can't help it, but it does help to work with a coach. People don't work with us for the fun of it. It is business, and it's serious business. If you don't have a coach, I would encourage you to see if I can work with you. Who knows? Maybe not. There are millions of coaches out there, millions, literally millions. As a matter of fact, tomorrow on this show, my special guest, Dr. Lauren, so you definitely want to tune in tomorrow morning. Don't miss tomorrow's show. I have a very, very powerful guest speaker coming on air tomorrow. But for now, I want to definitely welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining and tuning in with us. And I'm going to keep moving on with our topic this morning, the top three skills that successful women need. So number one, they absolutely need to be passionate about what they do. And you also need... So in other words, what is it that you're doing? What business are you in? You have to be clear in order to be passionate about it. You must be clear about it. It must be something that you've thought about, something that you can see, something that you feel is right for you in order for you to drum up your passion. Because your passion brings about excitement, and excitement can be developed and honed. If you're not excited about your business, you're going to have a hard time causing other people to be excited about your business. Therefore, you run the risk of losing customers. And customers are the way you get your profits. So if you're not passionate about that business, you may want to take a step back to figure out why or why not, and even consider launching into a business where your passions lie. When you're passionate about a business, you will be driven to make that business a success. Passionate people do things like get up at 7 a.m., get on somebody's radio show, get out there and shamelessly promote your business. Passionate people are willing to put in the time for their business. So if you're passionate about your business, you will be successful, probably simply because you're passionate, because the passion will drive you to the second skill, which is the skill of stick-to-itness. If you're passionate, the passion can help you sticking to something. So as a woman entrepreneur, you want to be successful. You go into business. This economy in the United States, which impacts the global economy, the United States economy is built on entrepreneurship. You may have a big, major Fortune 500 company, or you could be a very small mom-and-pop type company or stay-at-home business. Nonetheless, businesses in the United States of America thrive on the entrepreneur, not the other way around. So if you are an entrepreneur, right there, you are a major player in this economy. Not necessarily the politicians. They have a part to play. But the economy in the United States thrives on you if you are a small business owner, entrepreneur. This economy is entrepreneurial. This is a business that I'm in. Those of you who are tuning into the broadcast. Now, what happened several months back, maybe even a year ago already, I named the show to represent what I'm passionate about, and that's about entrepreneurs and helping entrepreneurs become successful. Did it take me a while to get here? Yes, it did. So sometimes what you're passionate about, what God has meant for you to do and to be, it may take a while for it to get there. But if you stick with it, you got to have the stick-to-itness. You will see it come to fruition, and you will see that you will be successful, because when your passion is turned on, people are attracted to passionate people. People who are passionate about what they do, it has its own invisible, unseen attraction. You hear them talk about the law of attraction as it relates to The Secret. That law of attraction is based on when you can believe that something is going to happen. And when you are passionate about a particular business, you get that feeling, that sense of attraction does come over you, and people are just inherently attracted to you, to your business. And so now, you can also look at what you're very good at as well. And maybe what you're good at is what you'll be passionate about. It's really up to you. So I'm going over today the top three skills that successful women have. So number one, they're absolutely passionate about what they do. They love what they do. Number two, they have this ability to stick to it. And number three, they are very, very highly, another skill that you want to have is a skill that it's really a interdependence skill. Some people call it, you know, communications, and it does involve communications, but it's the skill to be interdependent, not just dependent. And for most women, they were so busy being independent. When they broke, first they started out, seemed like being very dependent upon a man, dependent upon their family, dependent upon this and that. And then they tend to go the other way and be, well, I'm independent, you know. I don't need anybody, okay? No, that doesn't work in business. In business, listen to me, hear me good. In business, woman, you need everybody, just about. Now, of course, you don't need everybody to the tune that they're trying to drag you down and dog you out. I'm not talking about that everybody. I'm not talking about those bodies. But I'm talking about the interdependence is key to your success as an entrepreneur. Whether it's a conversation with other people, particularly women, if we women would ever, see, there's more of us than them. That's number one. That's what you got to know. Well, you've heard stories for years and years. There's, 10 women to every one guy, all right? So that right there lets you know there's more of us than them for the most part. And therefore, we need to capitalize on that. And what most women, which is what makes a lot of women unsuccessful, most women, they do not capitalize on the fact that there's more of us than them. So Saturday, for instance, at the 2nd Annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, we had close to probably about 75 women, because there were about 4 or 5 men there. But the majority of the, there were women in that room to some point, to some degree. So women, that was a demonstration for 2 years in a row. Last year we had about 65. So we increased, which is great because there's an increase. And even though it wasn't all the same people as well, so actually a bigger increase than what we can think about, because we're still very connected to a lot of the women who was there last year. Many of them could not be there this year because they were involved in the Dr. Martin Luther King Anniversary Day events. Several of them emailed me way before Saturday to let me know that they couldn't be there and why. So we know that that was really happening. So actually, our increase is bigger than just the number going from about 65 to about 75 in attendance. Right? So my point is that a successful businesswoman utilizes these three skills each and every day. Number one, your passion needs to be with you every day. Don't leave home without it. And if you work from home, don't leave your bed without it. Wake up with your passion in your briefcase. Oh, it sounds like a new book for me, My Passion in My Briefcase. And number two, make sure you have that mindset to stick to it, because challenges come, problems come, issues take place, situations happen. Obstacles are right there constantly every day for the entrepreneur. So make sure you have down in your gut the ability to stick to it and to overcome your situations. And number three, this whole notion and this concept, which is fairly new. It's a concept that I've been introducing and talking about for the past 10 years as it relates to women, and that's the interdependence. Now, it came somewhat natural for me, somewhat, because there were 5 girls in my household I was the 35 daughters. I was the second oldest girl, so one older than me, and I had three little sisters. So I've always had three little sisters and one older sister, and then my mother and my grandmother. My grandmother lived with us from I was age 5, and she stayed with us until she passed away. She passed away in my mom's home. In her own bed is where she took her last breath. So my grandmother lived with me all my life, and even beyond me, when I moved out, she still lived there. So my whole life, it was seven women. The 5 girls, my 4 siblings and myself, and my mother and my grandmother. And then I had my 2 brothers, and then when they brought their wives into the situation, now you're talking about 7, 8, you're talking about 9 women that we were in close proximity with on a regular basis. So I was sort of born into this needing other women. Me and my sister, we had to share clothes. Growing up, we were poor, and she and I were 18 months apart, my younger sister, and we didn't have much money, and we wore the same size. We wore the same size. She was slightly taller, so I used to hem up the clothes, and she would get upset, and she'd have to take the hem out. But we wore the same clothes because we only shared the same school, like, every now and again, because the way our ages went. So we could wear this. I could wear it one day. She could wear it the next day. So that was always so interesting. But so we were very interdependent. My mom taught us how to do that. I remember my younger sisters, I used to have to let them wear my clothes. And my sister and I were assigned to do the hair of my 2 younger sisters. So I had one, she had the other. So I just kind of grew up like that, but I know a lot of people don't and didn't. So as a business person, though, as a woman, business owner, it's an important skill to have, because we can really help each other, and you really cannot do this by yourself. First of all, it's impossible to be in business by yourself. You need your customers. Customers, for the most part, are other women, okay? So make sure you get that and understand that and know that. Remember the top 3 skills, according to Coach Lalisa, that successful women need. Number 1, you absolutely need to be passionate. You need to stick to it, and you need to be interdependent. Not independent, but interdependent. Work with one another. Work with other women. And I'm excited about that, and that's what I'll be teaching at the conferences that I'll be attending. I'll be teaching women how to depend on one another. So I'm so grateful that each and every one of you could tune in today. Don't forget, tomorrow I have a very, very special guest, another woman coming on to the show. She's going to talk about her business. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now exactly, give you her name, and let you know how you can also find out more about her. I will be posting about her on the internet, on my website, on my Facebook website. I will be posting about this woman, and she's very, very awesome. She's doing great things to help business owners. She's doing great things to help people become very, very, very successful. And, and you can definitely tune in to meet her tomorrow. I have somebody that I want you to meet. I want to introduce her to you. I want you to get to know of this woman. And Dr. Lauren Wisham, Lauren Wisham. She's the Million Dollar Solutionist. She's an award-winning growth success acceleration expert. She's got several presentations. One, The Balancing Act, Achieving Fit, Fine, and Fabulous in Career, Business, and Life. And It's Your Choice, How to Master Growth, Achieve Success, and Live in Strategic Acceleration, and How to Be Successful, Be Social, and to Be Savvy. But yes, Dr. Lauren is a dynamic force, master level GSA, Growth Success Accelerator. So you definitely want to tune in for Dr. Lauren Wisham tomorrow right here on the show. So please tune in, tell all your friends. It is going to be super, super duper powerful. So I thank you for joining us today. I've had a wonderful time here talking with you about this awesome, awesome topic this morning, the top three skills that successful of successful women. So until tomorrow, have an awesome day. Utilize those skills. You got to use those skills each and every day. If you use those skills, and you will use other skills, no doubt, but please employ and implement those three skills today. I am going to do the same. I'm going to employ my passion, my stick-to-itness, and my interdependence. Well, until tomorrow, have an awesome, powerful day. This has been Coach Lalisa.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.